Hello.
Hi, this is Chanel calling back from Mercy Roadside Assistance.
Hey, any
Hey.
news?
No, nobody. Okay, so I don't know what area you're in, but like everybody is either closed or they're saying you're like 30 miles out. I don't know what particular area you're in, but like they're either saying, a lot of them are saying, I will come out, but it has to be in the morning. A lot of these establishments are already closed. Yes, like I don't know what particular area you're in, but and then when I do call you, they're like, yeah, thank you. And then they're like, but
Oh,
we
you're
can.
breaking up.
I'm sorry, can you
Okay,
hear me?
so yeah. So can we? So my phone is at like 10%.
Okay.
I have like my girlfriend here who has a phone that we're charging as well.
Okay.
So can we exchange numbers? Like, 'cause every time you call, it's at spam risk. Can I just give you her phone number just in case my phone dies?
Definitely,
And
definitely.
yeah. And then on top of that, I want to get in touch with my boss because I am supposed to work tomorrow morning. So I want to get in touch with her. But if that is the case, I mean, thank God I have like this adventure van that I'm in. So technically we could do that worst case scenario. But
Really?
would you be willing to like keep calling around for a couple minutes while I get in touch with my boss and then like get back in touch?
Okay, definitely. I mean, I can call again the ones that did not answer, but I literally call all the ones that's in your area. And about 9 of those are closed, but I call about 10. They're saying like I said, they're like, "Yeah, but I told you it's like Crescent City, so wherever that is, they're like, yeah, it's like 30 miles out, but yeah, I can come, but it'll have to be in the morning." And so I'm like, oh, okay, well, all right. So,
And can I ask you,
yeah.
so if they drove that far out, and just to like do the tire, they're not towing me or anything, how much would they charge for that? Like, would the insurance cover that or what?
Yeah. We just kind of like, yeah, you're covered. We just, at, most of the time, we just kind of like just bargain them, kind of like, okay, well, if they say a price or whatnot, we just kind of like negotiate with them until we get them to the price that we want. But you're fully covered. You're not gonna pay anything out of pocket.
Awesome. I love to hear that.
Yes, you're fully covered.
Yes, let me reach out to my boss and yeah, let me give you the other phone number real quick if I can do that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
203-572-3242.
Okay. I'm so shocked that a police officer haven't even came. Yeah. I'm shocked.
I know. Well, I mean, like to be fair, we are like on the Redwood Highway, so it's like a scenic route. And it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. So like I honestly have not really seen any police this whole way. And we just passed through a couple little like I don't know, little towns.
I knew it had to
Just some
be in
town
the. I was like,
vibes.
because when I called, I knew it was a small town because when I called the first provider, that was the only provider that was in the whole area. So I was like, okay,
Oh
yes,
wow,
this must
okay. That makes
be.
sense because there were like 10 buildings of the entire town.
Yes, and these
That
people are
makes
like,
sense.
no, we're closed already. No, we're closed. I'm like, okay, so yeah, that's what they're saying. They're like, yeah, we can do it, but it'll be in the morning. Yeah, we can do it though.
Okay. Well, that is good to know. Okay. Yeah, so you have the phone number.
And I did put it
Okay.
into the notes.
Yeah, so is there anybody that you could like confirm for a certain time to get here?
What do you mean, like, for provider? So the way that we do it is we don't do reservations or anything like that. You will have to call back, like we're 24/7 basically, but you will have to call back whatever time you feel like in the morning, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. That's what I would do. Call around 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. You're California, we're down south, so I don't really know what the time frame, but you might want to call like early in the morning to call it back, and we will find a provider for you that can get you up and going definitely in the morning, like the first thing in the morning. That's what I would do. They don't do reservations or anything like that with these providers. They'd be like, no, just tell that
Got it.
person to call.
Okay. That's good to know. Okay. Well, maybe I will just do that. and just reach out to my boss then.
Yeah, because I don't, like I said, I don't know what area you're in, but like, I kid you not, one lady
yeah.
was like, she's 30 miles out, but we can
yeah,
take
yeah.
her, but she's 30 miles
uh-huh.
out.
Yeah, they just don't want to go out when it's dinner time. Yeah.
I was like, you know,
I
was like, I was like, okay. But the more and more answers I got like that, I was like, okay, yeah, this,
uh-huh.
this is their norm. Like, okay. Okay,
yeah.
See where
yeah.
it's going.
Yeah. No worries. Okay. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for your help tonight.
All right. You're so welcome. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and cancel it for today so that when tomorrow, when you call in the morning, it will not, like, it will still have you as covered. So you will not be paying out of pocket. So I'm going to go ahead and cancel it today. So tomorrow when you call in, you're covered still and your
awesome.
Ticket hasn't been used.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate you doing that.
I know, and I do apologize. I'm sorry that I could not find a provider. I do apologize.
No, that's okay. Thank you for your help.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Be safe.